gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down. I have power to take it up. I have received this command from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning. Be seated. Today is Earth Day. As one of my favorite theologians says, Christ wears two shoes in the world, Scripture and nature. Both are necessary to understand God, and in no way can creation be seen as a separation of things from God. So this morning, I want to take a little time to reflect on the second shoe of the revelation of God in creation. And I want you to reflect with me in a way that maybe you have never done before. Reflect about the meaning of the earth in each of our lives and in our corporate life. And I'll be using the book, The Inner Landscape by John O'Donohue, whom, if you've never read, is amazing. What does the earth think of you? Have you ever thought about that question? What does the earth think of you? Are you aware that you are a child of the earth? That you are made of the clay of the earth? And without the earth, we would not be here. So when I ask, what does the earth think of you? The earth is a living organism, and I want to reflect what it must be like for the earth to have all of us clay shapes wandering around on her generous skin all the time. Wandering around on the great landscape of her womb. Because you see, we are more like the earth and the clay element than we are unlike the earth. And when we think about that, the clay of the earth has been here for hundreds of millions of years. So it would be more correct for us to talk about clayography than biography, because our clayography precedes all the other ways of understanding ourselves. Precedes psychology, precedes genetics, precedes heredity, 23andMe, Ancestry.com. What kind of clay makes us up? And what kind of dreams hidden in the clay were within us long before we manifested as a human? Because the great memory of the earth is alive in each one of us. For example, the longing within each of us is not just our own. The longing has always been what warmed the heart of the clay. And the stillness within each one of us is not our own. It comes through the simplicity and the beauty of our clay, the earth. And the silence within each one of us, the silence that is far below the chatter and the distraction of our minds, is a gift from the clay, a gift from the earth. It reminds me of a line from a great prayer, and actually John Rutter has set this prayer to music, and our junior choir calls it the garlic prayer, but it's really the Celtic prayer. And it goes like this. Now here I want you to go into your imagination, and I want you to take in the picture you have of each of these realities and the experience. Peace of the running wave to you. Peace of the flowing air to you. Peace of the quiet earth to you. Peace of the shining stars to you. You see, we are receivers and inheritors of a great harvest of experience that we never contributed to, that preceded us by hundreds of millions of years. And we've inherited a depth that we never earned. And one of the errors of our modern culture is that we act as if we control everything. That we invented it all. So let's consider our clayography. How coming from the earth has impacted the way we are created, our inheritance. Consciousness is just the surface of our mind and is a small splinter of the light in our clay, in the world that makes up our bodies. There is an ancient life within each one of us that is not accessible or available to our conscious mind. There is a vast world within, a wonderful interiority, an eternity of a great life, a vision, a memory, a possibility, resting in the deep clay of our hearts. And if we never learn to go into the quiet and stillness and longing within us, we will never know the vast identity of soul that dwells in us, the deep mystery of interiority within our lives. One wonderful thing about living into this awareness is that we can no longer get trapped in believing that our lives, our identity, is the same as the things we worry about. And believe me, I know about this every night before I go to bed, dee 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 dee. When I get up in the morning, da dee da dee da dee da dee, monkey mind is right there, trying to get my attention. What are you going to do about this, Molly? You haven't done that yet, Molly. Boy, that wasn't very well done, Molly. If we get hooked there, we can lose our day. But if we remember the great inheritance that lives in us, we realize we're so much more than our small mind. Thomas Berry, the great eco-theologian of our day, said, "We are living at a moment of grace, that we are living in the midst of an awareness of the earth and the earth's oneness, which humanity has never known before. And we are experiencing a way of seeing that is vital to the healing of the earth." And the great Jesuit, Pierre Desjardins, "We cannot hate the earth. We cannot neglect or abuse the earth and claim to love God. We cannot do it because God and the earth are one. We need a new way of seeing and a new way of living if we are to thrive, even survive. We are all children of this earth. She is our mother. So if you celebrate Mother's Day in a few weeks, I want you to be aware that today is another Mother's Day. I want to invite you to notice the earth, the beauty, the quiet, the reliability, the solidity, the way she feeds us, the way we have air to breathe, water to drink. The earth needs our care and protection because honestly, we cannot live without her. So if you have trouble believing that God loves you on any given day, just walk outside. Take a look. God is right there, holding you in beauty, in quiet. Take one conscious breath. In fact, I invite you on this Earth Day to begin a spiritual practice of noticing God in the creativity of the earth, in the beauty of the earth, in the quiet of the earth. And then I invite you to say, thank you. Amen.